An extraordinary story is emerging from Northern California. A 29-year-old woman turned up yesterday and told authorities she was kidnapped 18 years ago. This afternoon, the El Dorado Sheriff's Office held a news conference to confirm that the woman is indeed J.C. Lee Dugard, abducted as a blonde-haired, ponytailed 11-year-old in 1991 from a school bus stop in South Lake Tahoe. Undersheriff Fred Collar also said police have arrested a man and a woman in connection with the case.
All I can share with you, all that I have, is during interviews with the three of them, the two suspects and J.C., sufficient information was determined from all three of them that J.C. was who she was purported to be and that these two people only had information that the kidnappers could have known.
Ben Adler of Capital Public Radio was at the news conference. He joins us now. And Ben, walk us through the sequence of events that led up to this revelation, please.
Hi, Melissa. On Tuesday, the suspect, Philip Garrido, was on the UC Berkeley campus. He had two girls with him. They were ages 11 and 15. And a Cal police officer thought the way they interacted was suspicious, so the officer confronted him, ran a background check, and it turned out Garrido was on parole for federal rape and kidnapping charges. The Cal officer contacted the parole office, and that led to Garrido visiting the state parole office yesterday. And when he showed up, he not only brought with him the two girls, he also brought with him a woman who identified herself as Alyssa. And the parole officer had never seen Alyssa or the two girls before. He was suspicious, so he contacted the local police. And as we heard in interviews, authorities determined that Alyssa was, in fact, J.C. Dugard.
Now, two people arrested in this case, one of them, Philip Garrido, whom you've mentioned.
Yeah, the other, Nancy Garrido, they apparently live together. Authorities say they were the kidnappers because they had information that only they could know. Nancy also matched the description of the woman in the car at the time of the kidnapping. And the vehicle that matched the abduction vehicle was found in the backyard. And speaking of that backyard, it was really quite an extraordinary discovery that authorities made. It was a hidden backyard. It was kind of disguised behind a fence and some tarp. Neither of the adjacent houses could see it. And there were two sheds back there, like about 10 by 10 feet and 6 feet tall, and just terrible conditions. The Garridos are both now in custody. A criminal complaint is going to be filed tomorrow by noon at El Dorado County Superior Court. And at that point, we'll know what the charges will be.
What did authorities say about what they've learned of J.C. Dugard's life over the last 18 years since she was kidnapped?
Well, it was terrible. Apparently, she and the two younger girls lived in sheds and tents. There was electricity. There was like a rudimentary outhouse and shower, like if you were camping. But that's about it. They weren't allowed out. No school, no doctor visits. And what's more, authorities say the two young girls are apparently JC's daughters, whom she had along with Philip Garrido. And if that's true, JC would have given birth to the elder child when she was just 14 years old.
Any word today from J.C. Dugard's family?
The stepfather talked to a couple of papers. He said he and J.C.'s mom, they're now separated. They're obviously both very relieved, absolutely shocked. And he told one paper that the two cried for about 2 minutes on the phone.
Ben Adler of Capital Public Radio speaking with us from El Dorado County in Northern California. Ben, thank you very much.
You're welcome.